Everyone, I really want to say a big thank you to all those that have been listening to my podcast. I really appreciate your efforts. Thank you very, very much. And now this is a wonderful episode that I prepared just for you. And the topic is Act of Recovering from Failure. There are many explanations of what failure is, but I'm going to just be saying only one. And what is failure? Failure is lack of success. Absence of success. That is what failure is. Failure is a part of life. You cannot run away from it. If you want to achieve your goals and live a comfortable life, you must fail. Your business will go under. You will get fired from your job. You will get rejected by your family. Your crush will disappoint you. You will fail to secure a contract. When you fail, it is easier to give up than to keep on keeping on. To make progress, you need to get up, learn from your mistakes, and persist. I want you to know out there that failure is not a crime. You understand? Failure is never a crime. Before you see all these successful men and successful women, maybe the people that you have been calling mentor, many of them pass through what we know as failure. Many of them passed through what we know as failure. They failed. They didn't just one day get up and maybe in their bed they just received that they have become well known, that become a celebrity, that become this, that become whatever you think they are. They failed and they keep on trying and trying and trying. How can you recover from failure? To make progress, you need to get up. Learn from your mistakes and persist. To make progress, you need to get up. You need to stand up. You don't need to sit on your failure for so long. According to philanthropists, your ability to bounce back will be determined by your mindset. Do you have a growth or fixed mindset? A person with a fixed mindset sees his ability and environment as unchanging. Therefore, when things go wrong, they take it personal, blame themselves. On the other hand, individuals with a growth mindset don't think of failure as the end of the journey. They view failure as a pathway to glory or success, thereby seeing failure as an essential part of the growth process. You know, when some of us fail, we just relax on our failure. We just think that because we have this mindset, this bad mindset of us that we can't grow again. Some of us have this fixed mindset. We have this fixed mindset. And what is this fixed mindset? You just sit down and you relax on your failure. A person with a fixed mindset sees his ability as a waste. There's ability like doing what you are doing several times, doing the same thing you are doing several times and expecting a different result. That's a fixed mindset. You don't see your environment as unchanging. You can't change. You can't change plans. You can't change goals. You just stay one place. But let me tell you a growth mindset. If you have a growth mindset, you even see your failure as a pathway to success, as a pathway to your glory, as a pathway to having what you want, having what you need. I repeat, failure is not a crime. Anyone telling you committed a crime if you fail? No. Failure is never a crime. When this set of good mindset individuals fail, they get motivated to try out new things. But you see fixed mindset, they just stay in one condition for so long. But you see this growth mindset, when they fail, they get motivated to try out new things. They get motivated to bring out new ideas, new discovery. But fixed mindset, and also I know some of us listening to my voice now, among these fixed mindsets, it aren't right at all. You have to have this growth mindset. Ways to recover from failure. Ways you can recover from your failure, from your downfall. Ways to recover from it. Accepting how you feel is a great start to help you recover from failure. Be patient with your thoughts and emotion. Don't put the blame on others. Some of us have that mindset to put blame. Once we feel like this, once what we planned didn't work out, we will say, it's Mr. A. I told him to come here so time. Now you have made me to lose this job. I told this man to do this. You put the blame on people. It aren't right at all. It aren't right at all. Don't put the blame on anybody. Ways to recover from failure. 1. Accepting how you feel is a great start to keep you recover from failure. Accept how you feel. Accept your downfall. Accept you have failed. Accept your fall and let it hurt for a while. When you do this, you will not only connect with yourself, but with the pain will go away quickly. If you reject or avoid these emotions, they will keep popping up at unexpected times, and this can make you persistent, moody, and angry. When you don't accept how you feel, when you don't accept your emotions, when you fail, when you don't accept your failure, you don't accept the hurt it brings. Failure brings hurt. You need to accept that. Don't put the blame on people. No. Don't try putting the blame on people. Accept it. If you don't accept it, you just want to claim that you're a strong man. In the nearest future, this particular failure you failed, this particular act you did and failed, the emotions will come up. You become moody. When you don't accept your failure, you become even angry. The way you talk to people, will now be irritating. You become so moody in the next, because you didn't accept the emotion at first. When you fail, sit back and accept this emotion. Let this emotion take over you for a short period, so that when you stand up again to start acting, this emotion won't bring you down. It won't weigh you down. Allow your emotion to take over you for just a short period. Don't be in a haste. Accept your failure. Accept it. Welcome it. You failed. Well, accept it. Accept the time that you failed. There's one thing you can use to recover from failure. Accept your failure. Allow the emotion to hurt you. Feel the pain of failure. Feel the pain that you failed. If not, in the nearest future, you start blaming people and you become angry. In the nearest future, you start counting faults. The number 2 ways to recover from failure is, you are not a failure. Just because you failed doesn't mean that you're a failure. Think it that you're a failure will affect how you act and respond to other people. There's one way of recovering from failure. Accept that you are not a failure. Accept that you haven't seen, that even failure haven't seen the last of you. Because if you accept now that you are a failure, you accept the time that now I'm a failure. You just sat down and I'm a failure, I failed finally, you don't want to stand up again. It will change how you interact with people. You won't even have the mind. And let me tell you out there, you that is passing through maybe some failures, someone is looking at you. Someone is learning from you. Someone wants to see you move forward. Someone has have you as a mentor, you don't know. Now, when you fail and you accept that you have failed finally, what are you telling people? What are you telling those people that have been looking at you as a mentor? You failed as a businessman, you failed as a student, you failed as a comedian, you failed as whatever you think you are doing and you think you have failed. Don't accept that shit. Don't accept that you have failed totally. Number three ways to recover from your failure is reflect. One of the best ways to prove to yourself that your ability are not limited is by keeping a journal. Writing down your achievements and inspirations can motivate you to take on future challenge. Some of us, we don't even think about when we just feel like this, we think that we have totally become a waste, we have totally become a downcasted person. We don't accept, we don't recognize our small wins. Or don't you think you have small wins? Your small achievements. Before you failed, you have had some achievements. You don't recognize it. If you recognize this, your small achievements or small wins, it will help you to stand up from your failure. It will help you to stand up. It will help you to move on. When you acknowledge your small wins, you keep a journal, you write things down. At the day January 14, 2000, whatever, 2003, 2028, you put down your journal and you said, at this particular day, I became what I wanted to be at this particular time. Or maybe you had, you for example, let me give an example, an instance. Maybe you have been saving in your bank and your account became bankrupt. You now accepted that you have failed finally. You cannot, maybe that purpose of you saving is maybe to buy a television or a land, and you became bankrupt. You understand? That is, I'm just giving an instance. Then you accepted because you became bankrupt. You say you're not going to save again, you're not going to look for work again, you're not going to do this again. And you forgot that one particular time you saved up an amount to do a particular thing. You forgot that. But now, because you became bankrupt and maybe someone scammed you, you say you're not saving again, you're not doing this again, you're not buying any land again, you're not buying your TV set again. You forgot your small wins. Your small wins is really important. Write that up. Write it up. It will help you when you fail. It will make you recover from your failure. Another stage from recovering from your failure is talk to someone. Always have someone you will talk to. Don't keep it all to yourself. No. No one is an island. You cannot do it just by yourself. It's not possible. Talk to someone. Look for people that have the same goals with you, that have succeeded in the same goals. Maybe you want to become a celebrity, a comedian, and maybe you have failed so much. You did this, people don't laugh at your comedy. You just are you yourself. You look funny to yourself, but people don't laugh at your comedy. Then you just think you have failed. Talk to someone. At that expert, at that point you are, no matter what you want to be, look for people at that same field and talk to them. They can encourage you. It will make you to stand up from your failure. Take actions right away. That's another point. Don't just relax on your failure. Don't just procrastinate things. When you procrastinate, it will hinder you from moving forward. When you have failed and you start procrastinating, take actions immediately. Adequate actions. You don't have to plan for these actions you have to take when you fail. Just take actions. Just take actions. When you fail, take actions. I'm talking about the good actions. Don't say you want to kill yourself. That is a bad action. Take actions. Don't just sit down on your failure. That's what I'm trying to say. Don't sit on your failure. Take actions adequately. Take actions adequately. Don't sit and rest on your failure. Failure is not a crime. You must fail. That is it. But when you fail, take actions. Don't procrastinate. Let me give myself 1 year. After 1 year, I will take the next action. So I've come to my notice that some of you have written down your plans. This day I will be this, tomorrow I will be this. When you now failed on that, take the next action. Don't just sit. Celebrate your small wins. Focus on the present moment. Stop thinking about the past. Stop thinking about the past. Focus on your present moment. In conclusion of this, my topic, failing hurts though. Of course, no one will fail and be smiling. It hurts. However, if you want to achieve your goals, you have to fail. Absolutely. Your self-esteem and confidence might suffer, but you have to stand up and take actions. This is going to be the end of my topic today.